This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Aurora police shot a man Monday night, but used what they described as a less lethal shotgun, which is typically loaded with rubber bullets or beanbags. They say they first tried a taser while responding to a domestic violence report. The man survived and was taken to a hospital. An investigation into the use of force is underway. The state of Colorado says it's on pace to hit a key vaccination threshold set by the Biden administration. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That threshold is 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine by the July 4th holiday. So far, 69.64% of Coloradans 18 and older have gotten it. That level falls short of states in the Northeast, but is better than other states in the western U.S. except New Mexico. Because reporting of vaccinations can lag by 3 days, it's possible the numbers through July 4th won't be reported until after that. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
U.S. passports will soon allow non-binary applicants to avoid declaring a single gender. It's a victory for a Colorado intersex rights activist who won a court challenge over the passport requirement to declare as either male or female. Dana Zim does not identify as either and was born with ambiguous sex characteristics. Right now in Denver, it's 80 degrees. In Grand Junction, 83. In Gunnison, 72. This is CPR News at 2:06.